The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast provided by William Hill. You are listening to Sam Norris and I'm joined on this edition of the podcast by Mick Norton. How are you today, Mick?
Yes, good, thank you, Sam.
Yeah, good stuff. And I thought we'd start with a little look back to the Irish 1000 Guineas, obviously, at the weekend. A really, really good run from Marvellous to land Aidan O'Brien, his sixth winner at the 1000 Guineas. It's been cut now from 20-1 before the race into 5-1 for the Epsom Oaks. First off, what did you make of that run? And going forward, has he got a chance at the Oaks?
I don't see why not. I mean, she's the daughter of Galileo. She's out of a Stonecap mare, which could raise a few eyebrows as we're getting the mile and a half. But she's the first foal of the Cherry Hinton Stakes winner, You're So Thrilling, who was herself a sister to Giant's Causeway. He was one of the bedrocks of the Comore operation, won six races at the highest level before proving himself a top-class stallion. I suppose there's got to be a slight question mark over her getting the extra trip, but she certainly wasn't stopping. She stayed on very well at the end. Visually, you'd say she'd stay okay, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And she beat the right filly in Lightning Thunder, didn't she? She'd run so well in our guineas. So the form's very solid. And how fitting. And what was a marvellous day for Galileo, don't forget, won the Gallinol Stakes, the Group 3 at 2:45 with Adelaide. Half an hour later, he won the Tattersall's Gold Cup with Noble Mission. And then three quarters of an hour after that, he won the Irish 1000 Guineas. Yeah.
Not a bad day, was
wasn't
it?
Wasn't a bad day, was it? And how fitting as well, because it was in this race 6 years ago that he sighted his first Group 1 and Classic winner in night time. So very fitting Galileo day.
Very, very much so. And looking ahead to the Oaks, obviously Marvellous is behind Togruta. Do you still think Togruta is the one to beat at 7-4?
I think there's probably less question marks over her, yeah. Yeah, still, it's a bit. I still need to give that a little bit more consideration because I was waiting for the Irish Guineas and I'm still sort of letting that digest. I must say, that visually, Marvellous would have no problem with the trip. Being out of a mare by Stormcat, you might just worry about it, but visually, she looks an out and out stare and galloper, doesn't she? And I'd be interested to know what Ryan Moore thinks.
Certainly does, yeah. And you touched on Noble Mission there, obviously. Another impressive win in the Tattersall Gold Cup. Big future for this horse, do you think?
Well, he's been a blow burner, hasn't he? He's a brother to Frankel, of course, and he's finally starting to emulate his brother, who he's a full brother. But, you know, again, Franco was by Galileo. Yeah. And it's taken a bit longer for him to hit the heights than Franco. But, yeah, there may be no stopping him. Now he's going to go up to a mile and a half, I think, next time and maybe have a pop at the Arc and all the big middle distance races. Why not? He's going the right way. And it seems as though he and James Doyle have struck up the perfect partnership. And well done to Lady Cecil for getting that Go One banner flying again at Warren Place.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he'd be a popular winner in the future. We'll move on then to have a look at Wednesday's racing. And we've picked out three meetings from the card at Hamilton. First of those is the 2:40. A handicap race, this one. 1 mile, 1 furlong and 36 yards to trip. Classics contest, 13 runners down to go to post.
I think there is going to be one non-runner. Yeah. Number 12, Vosnir Romani, will be a non-runner in that. So we're going to have 12. So
non-runner.
Still an each way, a good each way betting heat, Sam.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a couple of horses that come into this in winning form in the shape of Polar Forest and Remember Rocky. How do you play this one?
Yeah, both of those are on the shortlist. Polar Forest, though, the stable jockey and horse are in great form. But the mark has crept into the 60s now. 64, been doing all his winning in the 50s. And he has got a stopping weight of 10'4". Conor Beasley's £3 will help in that department. But he does look marginally vulnerable now. And I think this demands more. Because there could well be a well-handicapped horse in that. And that's the other last-time-out horse here. And Remember Rocky, who is trained by Lucy Normal. Megan Carberry rides. And it was a revelation on his seasonal reappearance under this rider at Ayr. No penalty for that. And a reproduction would make him very hard to beat. And it's worth remembering as well that he did, although it sort of looked as though it came out of the blue, he did finish off last season on a slightly upwardly mobile profile. So he's maybe just, again, a late burner, and there's more to come. But I couldn't oppose him the way he won at Ayr without a penalty. Same rider on board. Interesting 3-year-old in the race, incurs 4 faults. They get quite a hefty weight allowance, the 3-year-olds, and incurs 4 faults, still lightly raced, on its 6th start, much improved the last twice, and very much respected, getting a weight for age allowance of £13 over this 9-furlong trip. You could say it's early enough in the year for 3-year-olds to be taking on their elders, but I think Keith Dalglish, he's not frightened to do that. He's got one later on that we'll touch on in a few moments' time. I think he incurs 4 faults. Could be the danger to Remember Rocky, but I'll be surprised if Remember Rocky doesn't back up that Ayr win.
Yep, I would agree with that. The next race we'll go on to then from Hamilton is the 3:10, a 5-furlong, 4-yard contest, Class 6 event, this one. And what sort of a horse are you looking for in this kind of race?
Well, again, as we touched on before in our previous race, a couple of 3-year-olds running in this, and the weight for age over 5 furlongs is only £8, but it's still £8, isn't it? And the first of them that I've looked at is Scoreline. Julie Burt takes off £3. This son of Captain Gerard, trained by David O'Meara, still lightly raced this horse, still a potential improver. Excellent reappearance at Redcar after 223 days off, was second to Storyline 9 days ago, and can run here off the same mark. Makes the shortlist with the weight for age allowance of £8, and sure to be on the premises. The other 3-year-old in the race is Raise a Billion. Alan Berry trains. Pat Mather's taking the ride. Gets that, as I say, important weight for age allowance of £8. Another lightly raced colt who was a big improver, I thought, last week at Redcar. He had the misfortune to run into a well-backed class dropper at Redcar 9 days ago on his seasonal reappearance. And he can actually race here off a pound lower mark, as he was a pound out of the handicap that day. Can race off his proper mark today of 45. And I think he didn't get going until it was all over. Mind you, to be fair, the winner didn't either. But it did look as though this stiff uphill finish here at Hamilton will play to his strengths. So I'm taking Raise a Billion to win it. There's another one I want to mention. That's Rock Canyon, who was trained locally by Linda Perrott. Kevin Stock rides and takes off 5. Got a modest strike rate, 2 from 43, but is proven here and comes here in form. And his last win was over this course and distance off a mark of 58. He can race off 47 here. I'm not saying he's going to beat the 3-year-olds, but he looks one for the pro race card and the place market, because he will be a good price. But I think Raise a Billion, on the evidence of that red car run, will be able to oblige here.
Fair enough. Raise a Million then for Mick in the 3:10. The last race that we're going to touch on in the podcast is the 3:40 from Hamilton. Just over a mile the trip in this one, Class 5 contest. And we expect Dantley Dutch to be around the sharp end of the betting. Went off favourite last time at Newcastle, beaten by half a length. Up in class, is this one of the horses you're looking at on the shortlist?
Definitely on the shortlist. Josh Doyle taking off a useful 7. Similar profile to its not inconsiderable all-weather exploits, this Dutch Art mare, and she surely win one of these on turf soon. Although it's her first run here at Hamilton, I do think she looks well suited to a stiff track. One of her 2 flat wins was at Pontefract, so I don't think the track's going to bother her, and I think it's a big plus. She's hard to keep out of the argument. The top weight, Spavento, has got the steadier of 10 stone, but Jason Hart reducing that by £3. Running herself into form, good record here, and only £2 higher than the last win, a definite player, Spavento. But I think the interesting one is in this. We touched on it when we're going through our first race that we looked at. And this is Nerf de Coeur, making his handicap debut here of 63 for Keith Dalgleish. Tommy's taking the ride. Making his handicap debut against his elders as well, which is a very interesting tactic by Dalgleish, after showing gradual improvement in three maidens at two, culminating in winning the final of them at Musselburgh. I think the handicap has been fair enough with that mark of 63. Now, this trip is a mile and 65 yards, and the weight for age allowance over that trip is £12. Now, it is early enough, as I said, for three-year-olds to be taking on their elders, but I think it's a very interesting tactic by Keith Dalgleish, and I think it could well pay off against some fairly well-exposed handicappers. So I'm going to stay with the three-year-old, Nerf de Coeur.
Fair enough. And a fairly interesting race to wrap up the podcast. If you could just spin us through your best three selections then again for Wednesday's racing at Hamilton.
Yeah, very interesting day's racing at Hamilton. And let's hope that we can dig out a few winners for you. The last time out winner, remember, Rocky, no penalty for that airy appearance win under the same rider, Megan Carberry. Going to be very hard to beat. The 310, Alan Berry's Razor Billion almost pulled it off at Redcar on his seasonal reappearance. Had the misfortune to run into a big class dropper, well-backed big class dropper, and can actually race here off a pound lower mark. So Razor Billion in the 310. And in the 340, I'm going with another three-year-old in the Keith Dalgleish handicap debutant, Nerf de Coeur, to try and exploit that £12 weight for age allowance.
Excellent stuff. Then the thoughts of Mick Norton on this William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. And remember, you can listen to all of Wednesday's action right here on William Hill's Racing Radio. Thanks for joining me today, Mick, and I hope you enjoy the racing on
Wednesday.
Pleasure,
Sam. Pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.